Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Beizer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parashas Maaseh, the names of the people that will inherit and divide Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Lamed Dalet, Posuk Tezayin. Vayedaber Adonai El Moshe Lemor, Eile Shemoy Tor Anoshim, אשר ינחלו לכם את האורץ, אלו זו רק ויהן ויהושוע בן נון, ונוסי אחד, ממתה, תיקחו לנחול את האורץ. And Hashem said to Moshe, these are the names of the people that will inherit and divide Eretz Yisrael for you. אלו זו רק ויהן ויהושוע בן נון, and one נוסי per שבט will join them to inherit and divide Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Asher Yinchalu Lochem. The word Lochem over here doesn't mean to you, rather Bishvilchem, for you. How does it work? Kol Nosi Venosi Apotropus Leshivtoi. The word Apotropus is usually used by Chazal in the context of Yesoimim. If you have orphans that their father died and left a bunch of assets, so Beis Din appoints an Apotropus, a guardian, to take care of those assets for the Yesoimim until they grow up. Over here, the Nesiim would act as an apotropos. How so? Umechalek nachalas ha-shevet la-mishpochos ve-la-gvorim. He would divide the portion of each shevet to the families and to each person individually. Uboira lechol echod ve-echod chelek hogun. He would do his best to try to get the best portion, the fairest portion for each one. Umashein oisim yihye osui keilu asom shluchim. And whatever the Nasi does, that will be a done deal, as if each person made them as a shliach to get them a portion of the land. You can't explain this lochem what it usually means, namely to you. The word would have been yanchilu, they will inherit it to you. But yinchalu mashmashem noichalim lochem. The usage of the word yin chalu is they are inheriting it for you. Bishvilchem uvimkoimchem. We find another example of this usage of lochem. Kmoy Hashem yilochem lochem. Hashem is not fighting to you, he's fighting for you. Lin choyles haoretz, sheinuichel vachoylek oiso bimkoimchem. The same idea of the previous word yin chalu. They will inherit and divide it instead of you for you. Posuk yutes. The Torah is going to list the 12 Nesiim. You'll notice that the order is a little bit hard to follow. What is the order of the Shvatim over here? The Ramban, above in Parsha Shlach, when it lists the order of the Meraglim, they're also, it doesn't follow seemingly a logical order. Says the Ramban over there, which applies there and here, he quotes our Pesukim and he says that the order of the Meraglim and these Nesiim were according to the Chashivus of the Nesiim. ואלה שמויתו אנושים למטה יהודו כולב בן יפונה ולמטה בני שמעון שמואל בן עם יהוד למטה בנימין אלידוד בן כסלוין ולמטה בני דון נוסי בוקי בן יוגלי לבני יוסף למטה בני מנשה נוסי חניאל בן איפויד ולמטה בני אפרים נוסי כמואל בן שבטון ולמטה בני זבולון נוסי אליצפון בן פרנוך ולמטה בני יששכר נוסי פלטי אל בן עזון, ולמטה בני אשר נוסי, אח יהוד בן שלומי, ולמטה בני נפתולי נוסי, פדח אל בן עם יהוד, אלה אשר ציוו אדוני, לנחל את בני ישראל בארץ כנען. These are the people that Hashem commanded to give over the inheritance and to divide Eretz Yisrael to בני ישראל. Says Rashi, לנחל את בני ישראל, שהם ינחילו אויסו לוחם, this word, lenachel, says Rashi, is different than that root in Posuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Over there, yinchalu and linchoil, that means that they will inherit it and divide it for you. Over here, lenachel means they will give over and divide the inheritance to you. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parashas Maaseh, the names of the Nesiim that will inherit and divide the land for Am Yisrael. On to the fifth topic, the rule, the halachos of the Orei Leviyah, the cities given to the Leviim in Eretz Yisrael. וידבר אדוני אל משה בעבויס מאוב על ירדי נרחוי למויר. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in the plains of Moab, right next to the Yarden, right across Yericho. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'nosenu l'alviyim minachalaz achuz asom orim lo shoves u'migrosh le'orim sivivo yisehem titenu l'alviyim. We saw above at the end of Parshas Koirach that Shevet Levi does not get in Nachalo in Eretz Yisrael. What do they get? Says Hashem to Moshe, command Bnei Yisrael, and they should give the Levim cities from their inheritance, a place that the Levim could dwell. Umigrosh leorim misivivoy sehem. Part of the halacha of Ori Levia is that you have to have a migrosh around all the cities of Levim. A migrosh means an empty space around the city. Says Rashi, Umigrosh revach mokim cholok chutz lo'il soviv, an empty space around the city. Liyos lenoi lo'il, it's a beauty for the city to have empty space around it. Vein rashoin livnoi sham bais v'loil into a kerem v'loil into a zriya. You're not allowed to build any houses or plant vineyards or plant anything in that area. Posu gimel v'hoyu ha'orim lohem lo shoves u'migreshehem yihiyu levehem tome v'lirchusham u'lechoy lechayosom. The cities that you're giving to the Levim, that's where they will live. U'migreshehem, the empty space around the city, that's meant for their animals, their assets, and for anything else they need to live. Says Rashi, u'lechoy lechayosom, this word does not mean animals, that we already said, behem tome. Rather, chayosam loshen chius lechol tzolcheichem, all their livelihood. Posuk dalid umigreshei heorim asher titenu lalviyim mikiro ir vachutzo elef amo soviv umadoisem michutz lo ir espas kedmo alpayim abo amo Vespas negev alpaim boamo, vespas yom alpaim boamo, vespas sofoin alpaim boamo, v'hoir batovech, ze yihye lohem migreshei heorim. And how much space are these migroshim, the empty space around the city, says Posuk Dalet, u'migreshei heorim asher titenu l'alvim. From the wall of the city outwards, measure 1,000 amois around the city. And then, Pasuk Hay seems to contradict this number. The Pasuk says, U'madoisem michutz l'ir, measure outside the city, 2,000 amois on each side of the city. Past Kedma, the eastern side, 2,000 amois. Past Negev, the southern side, 2,000 amois. Past Yom, the western side, 2,000 amois. And on the northern side, 2,000 amois. And the city is in the middle of all that. And these are the migreshei ha'orim, the space around the cities. So what is it? Is it 1,000 amois, like Posuk Dalet told us? Or is it 2,000 amois, like Posuk Hay told us? Says Rashi, Elef amosovi. The problem is, v'acharov u'oimer alpaim bu'amo, stira. Enfat Rashi, alpaim u'noiselem sovi. You measure 1,000 amois for the complete migrosh. Umehem, that migrosh is divided into two parts. Umehem elef apnimiyim lemigrosh. The inner 1,000 is a migrosh, empty, void of houses, of vineyards, of anything. You can't plant anything. You can't build anything. Machitzoinim, the outer 1,000 amois, is lesodois ulekromim, for fields and vineyards. Posuk vav veis heorim, asher titenu lalviyim, ein sheish orei amiklot. Asher titenu lanu shomo horitzeach, v'alehem titenu arboim ushtayim ir. And what are the cities that you give to the Levim? Says the Torah, give them the 6 orei hamiklot, the 6 refuge cities. The word hamiklot, the hey at the beginnings, sounds like we were meant to know about these orei hamiklot. And in fact, the Torah never told us about it. We're about to learn it in the next parasha, Manaliyah of Shishi. The Torah mentioned it beremez in Parshas Mishpotim, that if somebody kills b'shoigeg, v'samti lechomokoim lonu shomo, I'll designate a place that he could run to. But here the Torah is referring to Sheish Orei Hamiklot that we're about to learn in Aliyah of Shishi. And even there, the Torah doesn't tell us what the six cities are. That we're going to have to wait until Parshas Vayeshanan. Over there, it will tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu designated three of the Ori Miklot in Iver HaYarden, as Betzer Bamidbor, Be'eretz HaMishol Ruveni, as Romois Bagidot Lagodi, as Gudim Baboshal HaMenashi. And the other three, on the western side of the Yarden, in Eretz Kenan, in Eretz Yisrael, that we'll have to wait for Sefer Yehoshua, Perikhov, to tell us those three cities. As Kedesh, Bagolil, Be'er Naphtali, Shechem, Be'er Ephraim, as Kiryas Arba, Yehevroin, Be'er Yehuda. So those are the six Sheish Ori HaMiklot that were designated for Ori HaMiklot we'll discuss in the next parasha, and these are to be given to the Levim as the cities they will be living in permanently. And what are these Ori HaMiklot meant for? Lonu Shomer Ritzeach, if somebody killed B'Shoigeg, that's where he finds refuge. So the Goyel Adam, the relative of the one that was killed, shouldn't kill the Ritzeach. V'alihem Tinitnu. And add on to those six Ori HaMiklot, another 42 cities to be given to the Levim. Kol Ha'orim, Asher Titenu L'Alvim, Arboim U'Shmoneh Ir, Es Hen Ves Mingreshei Hen. The sum totals of the cities that were given to Levim are 48 cities, the cities themselves, and the Migroshim, the 1,000 and 2,000 Amos around the cities. Posuk Ches Ve'Ha'orim, Asher Titenu Me'achuzaz B'nei Yisrael, Me'eis Horav Tarbu, U'meis Ha'me'at Tam'itu, Ish Kifinach Al'Oseh Ashoin Cholu, Yitein Me'arov L'Alvim. And which cities do you give from the inheritance of for Bnei Yisrael? Meisorav Tarbu. A Shevet with more cities has to give more cities to the Levim. And a Shevet with less cities has to give less. Each one has to be proportionate. That's how they give the cities to the Levim. The list of these 48 cities could be found in Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Chof Aleph. It tells us exactly which Shvatim gave which cities exactly to which part of the Levim. There was Kehos, Gershon Kehos, and Merori, and Aaron Ubonov. Adkan, the fifth topic of Parshas Maaseh, the Orei HaLevim.